You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Brian, let's take a look at the receiver group. I've got three graded in the first round there, and I think everybody that I've seen pretty much has these three graded in the first round. Marvin Harrison Jr. at Ohio State, Malik Nabers at LSU, Roma Dunze at Washington. But it sounded like you had Thomas in there. Is Thomas your fourth first round receiver, or do you have
he
more
is
than
my
that?
Fourth guy? Yeah.
Okay. What is it that you like about Thomas's game?
I'll tell you what, the thing with, again, this is
would you be interested in him at 24 if he got there?
See, we had that mock draft that we did with DallasCowboys.com on the draft show, and he was there. And we couldn't trade back. We just said, you know, we had to acknowledge that he was there, which was, you know, we also felt like that maybe that all these wide receivers would be gone. And there could be a possibility that Thomas is there when Dallas does pick it at 24. But, you know, here's this guy. He's 6'3". He's 209 pounds. He's a fluid mover, and he creates separation with each stride he takes. He's savvy. He's reliable. I feel like he focuses well enough. He could track it down the field. I mean, I've seen him make some share of big-time plays. Seen him play well in tight spaces. I've seen him high-point balls, feet down, all in one motion. You know, he could snatch the ball out of there. He's got that kind of that concentration to make acrobatic plays. And so I've seen him, like, track the ball either shoulder. Didn't matter. And there's just some toughness to his game. I think that the thing that he's going to have to really worry about is the release off the press and some contested catches. You know, those are some of the things I think that he's going to have to deal with. But when he sees that ball, he does a great job of going to get it. I think he's a big time receiver when it comes to that.
He is incredibly fast. Like, I mean, he's got all that stuff that you can't teach.
He's a finisher.
In his favor.
He's one of the best in the nation when it comes to finishing plays.
And I really am intrigued by the upside. The biggest thing for me at times was just, and you run into this occasionally with at different positions and receivers, no different. We see guys with traits like that. There are just times I watch it and I go, like, am I watching a receiver or am I watching an athlete? Like, sure. That's the biggest question for me, is that I don't know that the footwork is as clean as it needs to be. You know, whenever there is anybody who is able to stick to him and you know, put him in contested catches, he has trouble. Yeah. I mean, like, every player will have their weaknesses and stuff like that. I really like the upside. Like I said, I just, a lot of times watching, I was like, I feel like I'm watching an athlete. And when you're trying to project that jump up to NFL athlete, the margins become a lot thinner. And I need to know that you're going to be somebody who can do more than just, you know, out athleticism everybody all the time. Sure. And that's just my biggest question with Thomas, but I do like him, and I really am intrigued by the upside. I just am a little lower on him than I think most others are. So that's the receiver group. This is a heavy tackle class. In fact, let's just go ahead. Give me your, because I know it's a little muddied with a couple different guys. Give me your tackles and guards together. And just
don't have a first round guard.
Now you would not. Now I'm in the minority here. I know there's some people. I think Troy Fatanu at Washington can play tackle. I would play him at guard though.
Yeah, I've got him as a second round. I got him as a second round tackle.
Fatanu.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing with Alt, Fuaga, Fashanu, Guyton, Latham. Those are my first round offensive tackles.
Okay.
And maybe a couple of those guys can play guard. I mean, well, actually, probably. I think people, I've had people ask me about Fuaga playing guard. I've had people ask me about Latham playing guard.
Yeah.
So we might see some of these tackles. We know that Morgan from Arizona, just kind of getting a vibe from visiting with people in the building, maybe look at him more as a guard than a tackle.
Specifically for Dallas.
Yeah.
Not like the whole NFL views him that way. There right. probably seems to do it, right. but specifically but
yeah,
Dallas.
For Dallas, he would be that guy. Yeah.
So on tackles, I have five first-round guards. It sounds like you said you have five as well.
Right.
Okay, so we have the same four. Like, we got four of the same five. I have Alt, Fashanu, Latham, Fuaga, and then the one that I'm a big fan of that I know I can't convince anybody else on is Kingsley Suamataia at BYU. And that's going to be the one that I'm going to, that'll be one of my pivot players that I'll either look really good or it'll be like, what the hell were you doing putting that guy there?
No. And the player is impressive. The thing about it is I kind of have a history with these BYU offensive tackles.
Yeah.
So, I just kind of like, okay, but yeah, I mean, this guy is 6'5", 326 pounds. It's pretty impressive when you look at a guy that big with the range, the agility. I thought he was much better in the Texas Tech game, and then he struggled against Texas.
There were still times where he was
driven back on the bull rush, defender got underneath him. Hands and feet, I think, are going to need some coordination there.
Yeah.
But he'll work himself back in position so he doesn't lunge or get top heavy. But defenders have a hard time with him because of his size and his movement skills.
Yeah.
I mean, those are all things that he does very, very well.
Yeah. And I think, like, for me, I'm a big fan of obviously the athleticism, the frame, everything else that's encouraging, but I'm also a big fan of the mentality. He wants to blow people up. He wants to destroy people in the run game. I'm a fan of the instincts, the feel for the game. I think it's stuff that it's similar to when you watch Tyler Smith and you see it, or you find out things about Tyler Smith where you're like, the work ethic, and you see some of the natural instincts and you project out that he can put it together a little bit. Suamataia is definitely projecting out a little bit because what he is right now is not a complete finished product, but I feel good about his ability to click that into place. No first round guard for you. Like I said, I have Fatanu as a guard primarily who can play some tackle.
Can I throw a guy out there though? And I mentioned it yesterday, was Christian Mahogany.
Yeah, from Boston College.
Boston College. Maybe not first round guy, maybe not second round, but if you're going to, there's a pocket of these guards, and we're going to need to we've all kind of talked about BB from Kansas State.
Yep.
But think about Christian Mahogany. Another name I'm going to throw out there just off my board, because I kind of got all these guys in a group there, and I'm interested to see. Delmar Glaze from Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
He's played left and right tackle for Maryland. He's a good sized tackle. I wonder if he's going to project inside to play guard.
I have not watched him yet.
Yeah. Just a name to keep in mind, because I was just going through my board and I'm like, okay, who are some of these guards? Because we keep talking about BB. I'm like, man, we're not talking enough about Mahogany from Boston College. And we're not talking enough about Delmar Glaze, I think, because I think that he's a guy at 6'4", 315 pounds. You need to know a little bit about him and potentially what he could do for
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Somebody.
Really quickly, I know we're doing first round players, but I'm curious for this because I had some people really trying to fight with me on it yesterday. And so I'm curious.
I'm sorry, I was giving you second and third round players.
No. I'm going to ask you about a second round player I have right now. I caught a little bit of hell from some people when I put out my guard grades, and people were like, "Why do you have Rosengarten from Washington as a guard?" And I put him at guard instead of tackle. For me, it's length, and I'm concerned about some of the athlete, like NFL, the athleticism of NFL edge rushers getting around that corner on him. I'd feel better about, and I know he tested well. We're talking about functional athleticism within a game framework. I feel like that projects better inside to me, especially with the length, the wingspan, the arm. The arm came in under 34. Wingspan was 40th percentile for tackles. I just feel better about Rosengarten inside at guard. But I was just curious for your thoughts in general on the idea of Rosengarten at tackle versus guard.
I got a bit tackle. And I know it's, you know, here I am when you start to talk about, I have the worst luck in the league when it comes to, okay, tackle who's linear, long, who weighs 308 pounds, who doesn't have great strength. Every time I kind of take a shot at those guys, they end up playing like 10, 12 years. I feel like that Rosengarten could be, I think he's a really good foot athlete. And I think the movement skills are outstanding. I think that the coordination of hands and feet, I talk about that. He's able to keep his guy wide enough. And what I like about him, he's a thinking man blocker. If you bear with me here, sometimes you get these tackles, and if you watch the Senior Bowl stuff on him, there's a crafty element to his game, because what he'll do is he'll throw rushers off with the timing of his sets. Sometimes he'll drop deep. The next time he might short set you. The next time he might kick wide to you, or then set more inside. He doesn't give you the same look every time that you play against him.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. I think that if you get him into a pin and pull system where he can down block or he can get outside, when he pulls, he can execute those blocks. I like the way, like I say, he throws the rushers off with his timing of his sets. So that's kind of where right tackle, left tackle, somebody's going to find a way to use this guy, because I feel like that he's got that he's kind of a veteran. He's a young guy with veteran ideas of how to throw rushers off.
Yeah, no. And I think that's fair. And look, I mean, could he have tackle flexibility? Absolutely. For me, it's just, again, it's about the length of NFL edge rushers, the type of athleticism that they can have to get around the corner. I don't feel like the kick slide, running the arc is always as fluid as I'd want it to be going into you know, the next level. To me, I think that the mental processing, and you talk about the IQ and stuff like that, I think that's so valuable inside a guard and dealing with twists and stunts and other things like that. I think he could just be an excellent guard, but tackle is definitely a spot. Now, we'll have to do defensive first round grades probably on the next episode, but really quickly, center, I don't have a first round graded center. I think you have at least one.
I do. I have Powers Johnson there as the first round center.
And what is it that you really like about it? I think to me, when you talk about mental processing and just a technically sound, you know, strong type of player in the run game and somebody who can really anchor in pass protection as well, I really do like Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yeah, I think he's got the right type of attitude to play offensive line. I think he's got a mean, nasty streak to his game. He's a problem for defenders to deal with in space. He could be a road grader type of a guy. He's played guard. He's moved to center. He can play laterally, the foot speed, the movement, the angles, second level. I've seen him get two blocks on one play. He'll bounce from one man to the other to secure two blocks. He can drive his guy out of the hole. He doesn't appear to have the longest arms, but when he gets his hands inside, he's going to finish his guy. And I think he does a really good job of finding that target on the move. And so you can use him as a puller. You can use him as a screen, the screen game. The thing that, you know, there's sometimes he'll lose his man occasionally if his feet get a little weird, and he did struggle a little bit with some quickness off his shoulder, but smart guy. I just don't see him busting or being fooled. I love the way he plays the game. I love his toughness. The questions about him, Bobby, we've been talking about it for weeks. How healthy is this guy really? You know, how healthy is he?
Yeah.
What's he dealing with? Is he dealing with shoulder problems? Is he dealing with a hip problem? Is he dealing with knee problem? What's he dealing with? You know, and I think the Cowboys are going to do their due diligence on this guy and try and figure all those things out.
We will do defensive first round grades on the next episode, but that does it for the offense. If you're just curious and wanting to familiarize yourself with the idea of, okay, who could fall to them that would be a nice first round graded player that you wouldn't necessarily anticipate that might cause them to pick somebody over an offensive lineman. There are some names on offense, and we'll go over defense next time. You're listening to the Love the Star podcast. The Love the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.